Hunters are the main conservationists in this whole equation.
Can you call yourselves conservationists when, you know, your purpose, your intent, the thing that's driving it is to hunt the animals and to kill them?
Absolutely. That's why these animals thrive, is because of that value that they have to the hunting community.
You know, just because people are willing to pay large amounts of money for those trophies doesn't make it right.
I can't let these animals just freely roam around my ranch. I can't do it. I won't do it.
Do you love these animals?
Absolutely.
How can you kill something you love?
I can do that for the simple reason that I know it's for the welfare of every one of those animals. You sacrifice one so that many more are born and raised from calves all the way up to the big trophy male or the big trophy females that we have.
I think that's ludicrous. I think it's immoral, and I don't think anybody's entitled to do that.
Priscilla Ferrell is president of Friends of Animals, an international animal rights organization. For the past 7 years, she's been fighting in court to stop these rare African antelope from being hunted in Texas.
They're breeding these antelopes, they're selling the antelopes, and they're killing the antelopes, and they're calling it conserving them. They're saying it's an act of conservation, and that's lunacy.
You would rather they did not exist in Texas at all?
I don't want to see them on hunting ranches. I don't want to see them dismembered. I don't want to see their value in body parts. I think it's obscene. I don't think you create a life to shoot it.
So if the animals exist only to be hunted,
right,
you would rather they not exist at all?
Not in Texas, no.
Our biggest enemy are the animal rights people. They don't understand what we do.
What's to understand? I mean, you're hunters, and you hunt these exotic animals. That's pretty simple.
It is, but there are a faction of people out there that would just as soon see these animals go extinct as to have us use them to hunt. And after all, that is the bottom line. That's what these animals are all about. That's why they're here in the numbers that they're here today.